Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local, talking about topics no one in the valley would touch on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 1430 AM, and 100.9 FM, a River Network production.
Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And don't forget, you can also hear me on these great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You also get Steve Novotny 5 days a week. 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. If you just joined us, live exclusive interview with State Rep Ron Ferguson. He is really concerned, as so many of us are here in the Upper Ohio Valley, especially in Belmont County, regarding this Blaine Hill Bridge project that's turning into apparently a fiasco. So there was a big meeting Friday. Everybody was supposed to be there, and just about everybody was, except the most important people. So, Ron, tell us about what happened Friday.
Yeah, so we went to this meeting on Friday, we being the people in the Blaine area, a lot of people in greater Belmont County. We had EMS, first responders, myself there, a representative for Senator Marino, and then also one for Congressman Rooley. But anyway, we were there, media was there, and we were hoping to also have ODOT there. And they didn't show up.
So let me see if I understand this. All the important players that you would want were there, or their representatives. United States Senator Bernie Marino's representative. Congressman Mike Rooley's representative. God bless both of them. You were there. What about State Senator Brian Chavez? Was he there?
He was not there. He actually had a conflict, though, and the people were aware of that, and he's been in contact. So, I mean, that stuff happens.
All right, so this guy isn't blowing us off because he's Marietta. He actually cares about—I don't know this guy, but does he actually care about us, do you think, about this?
When I talk to him, it sounds like it. He's a pretty good guy. I like Brian.
Okay. All right, I'll take you at your word then. But, boy, I haven't seen anything yet. I really haven't. So everybody is there. Were they, and how many people were there from, from Belmont County? How many would you say? 5, 10, 20, 50?
I would say residents, there were about 50.
Wow. That's a big, big number for any type of event where you're not giving away free beer. That's a big number. It really is. So did everybody expect ODOT to be there? Did ODOT make a formal commitment to be there?
I was told that there was a commitment to be there, and that they were then informed that they, being the people that set it up, the Blaine Hill Bridge Committee, were then told that ODOT was going to be unable to be there. But actually, one thing that we did find out kind of midway through the meeting was that ODOT had a representative listening and watching live, I think, a stream that your station had actually
right.
On the internet.
Right. Now, for those who don't know, Karen Fatula, our news director, does terrific, terrific work. And it's rivernetwork.org, rivernetwork.org. I don't know why org, but it's org. So rivernetwork.org. And so what Karen did is did a live stream of the meeting. And you're telling me that ODOT said, well, we can't be there, whatever, but somebody from ODOT was monitoring the whole thing of our Facebook Live stream here at River Talk, right?
That's what I've been told.
My God. So did you reach out to ODOT and say, ODOT, why weren't you here? You were supposed to be here.
Yeah, well, I definitely reached out. I had Christine, my legislative aide that works out of my office, stay in regular contact with them. And again, that's kind of where we heard yesterday that I should be getting an update today. So I'm going to have to pass that along to you so you can keep the listeners updated.
But that wasn't the question. The question is, why weren't they there? Did they answer that?
I wasn't given the answer to that. They might have told somebody else.
This is so frustrating. So what do you know about the construction schedule now? We're trying to put a lot of pressure on the state of Ohio to get its act together regarding us. I know we're not Cleveland, we're not Columbus, we're not Cincinnati, we're just Belmont County. But still, is there anything we can do to light a fire under their ass so we can finally get this thing fixed?
Yeah, so there's two things that we're really working on right now. I told you at the beginning of the show that it was scheduled to start construction in 2027. They have moved that up to 2026, but we are trying to move it up to 2025. So that's number one, is we're trying to move it up to 2025. One of the things we think might be standing in the way is that bridge has been named a National Historic Bridge. And so Congressman Rulli and Senator Marino's office are going to do a little investigation into what it would take to remove that status so that it would be a little bit more easy for ODOT to get to work, because that's one of the things that slows it down is when it has this historical status. And then really the other thing is just to make sure on this prioritization list of other projects that are going on, is there some other project that's not directly impacting residents on a day-to-day basis that we can hit the pause button and maybe slide the Blaine Hill Bridge project up ahead of it as kind of an emergency situation?
Right. Well, when I spoke with ODOT, and again, I actually like ODOT. I've got very good relations with their press office, very good people. I think ODOT does a great job with snow removal and road maintenance and everything else. I'm actually a big fan of ODOT. I can't believe me as a libertarian saying the government does good work, but actually ODOT typically does very good work, and I've been very open about this. So much better than Pennsylvania, and now so much better than West Virginia. The decay in West Virginia is this division of highways has turned into a clown show. It's unbelievable how bad it is. Anyway, so when I spoke with someone at ODOT, I was told, no uncertain terms, one of the big problems was the EPA, that they had to do all sorts of environmental BS, and it would take forever to do all this environmental BS to make sure that there aren't any endangered species that are anywhere near this bridge, like, oh, I don't know, dodos or whatever the hell it happens to be, and that was the big delay. Have you heard anything about that, that it was actually EPA rules and regulations that have really slowed this thing down?
I heard that one component of it is that it would be that. And of course, we're going to need to get on another day, Dimitri, and talk about that specifically. I mean, EPA should basically be monitoring drinking water and breathing air, but all this other stuff that they look into, it just puts our projects behind is just ridiculous. And
right.
I'm hopeful that during the Trump administration, that's going to change.
Well, yeah. In fact, I want to double down on that. It would seem to me that given your good relationship with our new United States Senator Bernie Marino, who I'm a big fan of, I love this guy. I really do. In a completely heterosexual way, of course. And Mike Rulli, they could certainly sit down with Trump administration officials and say, hey, let's cut through all of the red tape here with these tree huggers, the EPA and all that regarding this bridge. Let's suspend all of the rules and regulations so we don't have to worry about some endangered fish or whatever the hell they find somewhere, snail darter or smelt or whatever it is. And we can wipe all that stuff out like that and then get ready and to start to rebuild this bridge. Would you be able to reach out to Bernie and to Mike and to the others and see if the Trump administration can come to our aid? Because he's doing that right now in Southern California. He's saying, you got to get rid of all these rules and regulations so you can start rebuilding again. Same thing in the western part of North Carolina and hopefully East Palestine, if anybody still cares about that poor area. Is that realistic, Ron? Can you actually do this for us?
Well, I have already been in talks with Senator Marino and Congressman Rulli about doing that. It's a little bit of them investigating what they can do, and I'm sure they're doing their best work right now, but I will give them the latest update that I received this morning and try to give them the most up-to-date information.
All right. Now, and of course, feel free to mention my name saying, hey, Dimitri's giving me a lot of grief over this. You need to speed this up. Tell Trump to do something. So feel free to use my name to put the fear of God into everybody. So would you be able to come back on tomorrow morning and give us this information that ODOT is going to be giving you?
Yes, I will definitely be able to get on. That wouldn't be a problem.
All right, that would be great. Now, when the issue came up at this meeting where everybody attended except, of course, the most important people, which is ODOT, did the issue come up regarding can we get rid of this historic designation for this stupid old bridge?
It did, actually. The representative for Senator Marino's office asked the people that were there. He said, hey, if it came down to getting this historic designation removed, would you want that if it speeds up the process? And everybody unanimously in that room said, absolutely. That is the absolutely number one thing.
Did it sound a lot like this?
It sounded like that, if not a lot more.
You're so full of crap. I love you. All right. Recovering broadcaster Ron Ferguson, state rep. It is the 96th district, right? 96?
It is.
Okay.
It is, and we get treated like we're 96 instead of first.
Yeah, you know, I believe that, and I got to tell you, it's frustrating to me and to all of us here in the Upper Ohio Valley. What can we do about this? I mean, it's just so frustrating. They don't give a damn about us. They won't even cut down the weeds and everything along I-70 going into West Virginia. They won't, the thing that with 7 goes on for forever and the road closures and all that. What can we do about this?
I'll tell you that people of the Blaine Hill Bridge Committee have been doing something that's very helpful. And they themselves have been making phone calls to ODOT and other interested parties. They also got a signature petition, got over 1,200 signatures in just a short amount of time.
Wow.
So they're doing things themselves. Letting your representatives know, I mean, obviously hitting on all those cylinders, they've done that. So they're trying to fire as many shots as they can to get this done. And I would just, if I was ever recommending anything to anyone, it would be do everything that you can. And it seems like that's what they've done.
Now, question, do you get along with Mutilation Mike DeWine, Ohio's governor?
I don't know Governor DeWine well, but in the little bit that I know him, we do get along.
Have you placed a call into him? Have you spoken with him about this, Ron?
I have not yet. But I will talk to him when it gets to that level, if it does. But I'm optimistic that today's going to be some good news.
All right. Well, I'm guessing it's already gotten to that level. What about this Husted guy that they're now putting in as the replacement for J.D. Vance, United States Senator? Do you have an in with him by any chance?
I do, actually. And one of his closest people that worked for him when he was lieutenant governor is actually a woman who graduated in Steubenville. So she's from Steubenville.
Who is she?
Her name is Haley Carducci.
Huh. Have you reached out to her, or better, has Husted's office reached out to us? Because Marino's people were there. Rulli's people were there. Were Husted's people there?
They were not, but when you get just sworn in like that, he's not even fully staffed yet. So I think it'd have been a little bit difficult for them to get somebody here, but we're going to loop them in now that he's kind of got his feet settled.
Oh, absolutely. No question. I'm sorry it's inconvenient for him, but I don't really give a damn, to be brutally honest about it. And this guy, Brian Chavez, you're assuring us he's a good guy. He's not a Don Jones. He's a good guy. He actually would care about this, our new state senator. Is that what you're saying?
I believe Brian cares. We've had a couple calls about this, and we're supposed to be talking a little bit more about it.
All right, fair enough. Now, excuse me, going to take a short break. And when we come back, I always give my guest the last word. I want to make sure that you have plenty of time to speak directly to our listeners. I'm going to essentially hand you my microphone. But I don't know what I don't know, so I don't know what I should have asked and, of course, did not. So give that some thought during this commercial break. If there's anything that I've missed, and chances are there is, because I'm Dimitri, then you need to tell the public about that and then wrap it up for us. Is that all right, Ron?
Sounds good.
All right. Ron Ferguson, state rep, 96th District, one of the good guys, a recovering broadcaster, one of the really, really good guys. And he, thank goodness, is taking the lead regarding this fiasco with this Blaine Hill Bridge project. And I got to tell you, this is so atypical for ODOT, because normally they're very responsive. Normally they're very, very good. But to blow us off was like... I've got to call in to the press secretary for ODOT, Matt Bruining, another recovering broadcaster, by the way. Great guy. Absolutely great guy. And we're going to try to get him on tomorrow as well and find out what the hell happened. Was it the engineers, District 11, who just didn't want to, you know, hear the complaints? Or are they hiding something? It's the Category 4 as opposed to Category 1. What is going on with this district in ODOT?